mountain and they call it Trigger Gap.
Trigger Gap.
Now, I don't know why the trigger, but then they call it Trigger Gap.
Mm-hmm.
And then down in Newton County on Highway 7, they've got an area they call Low Gap. Mm-hmm. And that's a low place in the mountain. They describe it. Very, very descriptive.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the word notch to describe it?
Not in this area. Mm-hmm. Now you'll find that in New England states.
What about, what would you call a place where water falls a good distance in the mountains?
We call it a waterfall in the place where you have a cataract or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, don't they call it cataract?
I think so.
Now why?
Cascade? I don't know if I can place that for you. Yeah.
But we call it a waterfall.
Well, what about, what would you call a place where a big ship might stop and unload its freight onto
a wharf or a dock.
Something else, a little out of your element up here, I guess.
Yes, well, we have a few little boats out on Table Rock Lake or Beaver Lake.
What about the surface of most of your roads around here? What are they made of?
Now we call them blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, each state has most states got a different expression on them. The better road, we call it a hot mix. An asphalt road, we call it a blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's over in Indiana, they call them rock roads, I believe it is. Something like that, they have a different expression. Macadam road, of course, we call it a blacktop road. And what do you call them in Alabama?
Asphalt. Mm-hmm. And blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you were in the country, what would you call a little road that would go off the main road?
Well, I guess we'd just call it a country road.
Country road.
I never thought about it because they're all gravel roads. I mean, the smaller roads that lead down to farmhouse, something like that, because our main county roads are blacktop. And leading off the blacktop, going down to the river or down to the farm, we just call it a country road or lane. Depending on if it's just short distance, I might call it a lane.
Well, what about, say, on a farm, a place that's been worn out by cattle coming in from the pasture?
Well, that'd be a cattle trail.
Cattle trail.
In my expression.
And in town, the place where the pedestrians walk?
Well, we'd call that a path.
Is that the thing?
That's in other words, used to when we walked a lot. I remember there was a path through Granddad's farm. They climbed the fence way down the road. In fact, they made a step for people to cross it, and they cut through there in place of following the county road, and there's just a beaten path across there. Of course, along the side of the road here, like you put a bicycle trail or something like that, it's not a sidewalk, and people use it for foot pedestrians. Usually, we call it a path, or I would.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it when I was a youngster.
Well, what about now, say if you were downtown, the thing next to the street where you walk along?
You call it sidewalk.
In residential areas, do you have anything like a strip of grass between the street and the sidewalk?
Sidewalk, yeah, something.
Do you call that anything?
No, I don't recall what we call it. I've got it up in front of my place.
Down where I'm from, we call that a tree lawn.
Tree lawn.
Tree lawns. Don't forget to mow the tree lawn too after you get through the front yard.